Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
My Jesus came through the desert.
It's Arms and Legs Day here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Ooh, I can play along.
Seven after the hour on the Good Day program. Make sure your arms are working well. Keep them strong. Your legs as well, because your health will deteriorate rapidly if you don't have strong arms and strong legs. Strong back, strong mind, all of those things are related. I'm Doug Steffen. I have a strong back and a strong mind. I hope I will continue to have both strong arms, all of the things that are necessary for me to do the calisthenics of the mind and the body here on the radio every day for 4, 5, 6 hours, depending on how I've done the night before in terms of rest. Some nights are better than others, Richie. You know that.
I hear you there, brother.
Rich McFadden is on the scene at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com and forward. Before, wait a minute. How about do Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day? I was just looking at the thoughts and quotes of the day.
Yeah, what you got for us?
Because they're mind expanding. Oprah said, quote, they didn't know what was going on, explaining when she would give away a car that you actually would get a car.
You get a car.
You get a car. Yeah, you get a car. Right, exactly. Clarifying the pricing. She doesn't still do that, though, I don't think, does she? That was part of the Oprah program.
Yeah, no, that's over.
I don't understand why they took that show off. That was a good program and had good ratings, and she's trying to do some of the same sorts of things with her own network. Pardon the pun, the OWN network is the OWN, it's called the OWN network, Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN. But there's something, I don't know, something about what's there.
I mean, you don't see her on, ABC?
Yeah, no,
she was on
the ABC thing.
Every day, she's deep in the cable channel, so it's a little bit out of sight, out of mind. But,
Somewhere.
I mean, she's absolutely a force.
Oh, are you kidding? Yeah. With all the things, the magazines.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She's now teamed up with Deepak Chopra to do meditations that are quite provocative, actually. They're quite helpful. Yeah, you can check them out. They're on her website, and I think Deepak Chopra's website as well. Our thought of the day today comes from Goldie Hawn, who, believe it or not, is 70 years old.
Good for her.
So she said, quote, the only thing that'll make you happy is being happy with who you are and not who people think you are.
Yep.
You know how hard it is sometimes to be defined by who you are with and not by who you are yourself? I find this sometimes distracting and distressing because, you know, everybody goes through certain things in life. And if you're partnered with someone, most of the time you don't really have anything to do with what's going on with him or her. There's a chemical thing. There's an astrological thing. There are a lot of effects that oftentimes you have no sway over one way or another. It just is the way it is. And it's the hardest thing for people to do, to step aside or step away from what's going on and realize that you're not the cause, nor are you the effect. What you are is you're there. The other person is going through whatever he or she is going through, and it's brought about by lots of different things that many times we don't even begin to understand. And we don't talk about them, so they become burrs in the side of relationships. If you don't talk stuff out, if you don't get to the heart of whatever it is and realize whether whatever is being said is right or wrong, but still it's there, then you'll have a pretty unhappy life, I think. If you let your life be determined by what others either say to you, think of you, or do with you, you're doomed. And I am the person who is the poster boy for that, because I spent a lot of my life trying to make other people happy or do what I thought other people wanted me to do and not being true to myself. And it may sound strange to hear that from somebody like me, who seems to have had a strong, definitive career on the radio. But there are a lot of things behind the scenes that have brought me to a point where sometimes I get either phenomenally frustrated, I may get angry, I may get just sad about the realities, but I don't have any control over them. And that's what really this is all about. It's all about control. You can only control you. And that's why I say when it comes to things like whether it's relationships or your health, it's not up to Dr. Ken, Dr. Jack, Dr. Ron, other people that I have on this program, or whoever your doctor is, to make you well or to even know what's going on in your body unless you ask them. It's your job to know what's going on with you. You're the one who will suffer or who will enjoy the benefits that you sow from understanding what's going on, whether it's in your head or whether it's in your body. And nobody else really, I know Meredith said this to me once and it was profound. You never really, she said, we were talking about how we knew each other, whether we knew each other well. And she looked at me and she said, do you really think you know, do you ever get to know somebody else really? And I was kidding myself for all these years, thinking, oh, yeah, I know who that person is. Yeah, maybe you do to a point because you can study sort of the exterior, but you don't really know what's going on in their mind all the time. And maybe you shouldn't.
You know what? As much time as you and I and Ken spend together every day.
Yep.
There are, you know, 18 hours of the day where we aren't together.
Yep.
Where we have no idea what the other one is really doing.
Yep.
But when you get into a spouse, kids, you know, I think my wife and I know each other pretty well.
Well, yeah, but in this circumstance, you know yourself now because you've been with each other. Can you predict what she will be like in the future? And is it necessary even? Do you have to be sort of, you know, my philosophy is in the now with the influence I've gotten from Eckhart Tolle. I think that it's now.
I don't ever think about what she's going to be like in the future. I just think about what we're, you know, I think about what we are going to be like in the future.
Yeah.
But
and you have a good thought about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Kenny, what about you?
I don't pretend to. Well, Lisa told me that it's a woman's provocative to change.
Prerogative.
So, yes, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Audible typo.
Yeah.
She says, so as soon as they think that you think you know
right
what they're going to do, what they're going to think, what they're going to say, they shift.
Does it cause you to feel insecure in your relationship knowing that that's the way she thinks? Or do you feel secure enough in the love that she has for you that it won't make any difference what she thinks?
No. Mm-hmm. I think the shifts are little things. What her favorite soup is, what kind of sandwich she wants, what shows she might want to watch. I don't think it's a big thing like, you know, I don't want you here anymore.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I think that's what goes on with some people. They confuse the two and they're very different.
And you cannot sit there and go, oh, my God, what if in 10 years she doesn't like me anymore?
Yeah. What if in 10 minutes she doesn't like me?
Right. Yeah. You drive yourself crazy.
10 days, 10 weeks, 10 months. Yep.
Why do that to yourself?
Are we saying that as men or is this a universal? Do women think the same way?
No, they do not.
They want to know. What the next, I think some do and some don't. Maybe want to know what the next 10 minutes, the next 10 years. It depends on, again, whether you grasp the power.
If you sit here and try and figure out what they're thinking, again, you'll drive yourself crazy.
I know. So let's stop. Before I drive myself any crazier than I am.
It's a bad place, man.
Yeah, 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I can tell you one thing for sure. Neo 40 will help lower blood pressure. If you have pre-hypertension, the doctor has told you got to get your blood pressure down, then my friends, you need to call this number right now to get on the program with Super Beats and Neo 40, come from the same company, manufactured in this country, made with Super Beats, non-GMO Super Beats. Beets are great. Pickle beets, love them. Beet juice, not so much. But this is not the juice that we're talking about that comes in the form of a Super Beets mix. It's a powdery substance. They've come up with a patented system. They dry the beets after they cook them, and then they make a powder, a dust out of them, and they send them to you in a canister. You take a teaspoon of the Super Beets, put it in a glass of water, drink it, and voila, you have new energy, new enthusiasm for the day. Maybe you've had a slow morning and you want to do something to pick yourself up. This is the perfect way to do it. More stamina, more energy, more awareness, because what Neo 40 does quickly is give you a shot of, it's not adrenaline, it has nothing to do with adrenaline. It has to do with getting the blood, the natural fluids in your body, to move through your muscles, through your brain, into all your organs, everywhere, so that you have this, so you're awake and alive. That's what you feel like. Quickly, not a cup of coffee, not anything that's going to be negative. It's all natural, perfect for you. It's a healthy program. And right now, if you call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com, you can buy two boxes of Neo 40, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, get the book about nitric oxide so you can understand how to test your saliva, and you'll get the saliva testing strips as well. So you'll see how much nitric oxide is in your system, enough to keep the arteries open and the blood flowing and to get your blood. If you have high blood pressure, this will get it down. If you don't, this will keep it where it is. That's the secret of this wonderful product. So, again, the solution to the problem of fixing your energies by calling 800-655-4183 again, or go to DougLikesBeats.com, 800-655-4183.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do your young children fight with each other? Well, stop trying to referee and let's fix the problem. Here's the developmental science of it.
It's a family affair.
Recently, a mom asked me how to stop her children from fighting. I asked, do they hurt each other? She said, no. Then I said, so why do you think you got to referee every fight? Well, she thought that being a good parent required her to intervene and stop every brother-sister rivalry. I suggested she tell them to take it outside.
It's a family affair.
What's the cheap psychological trick? It really doesn't matter who starts the fight as long as the children work it out. When they take their bickering outside, children learn all by themselves how to settle their bickerings, and that's a valuable life lesson. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
An 8-time All-Star and 3-time Cy Young winner, this colorful right-hander recorded the second-best winning percentage in history and struck out over 3,000 hitters in 18 seasons.
Pedro Martinez with 17 strikeouts. You talk about domination.
So where is Pedro Martinez now? Pedro returned to the Red Sox in 2013 as a special assistant to the general manager. He also gets back on the mound as a special instructor during spring training. Pedro hit a lot of batters during his career, and he recently admitted that 90% of the time it was on purpose. Plus, who could forget this confrontation?
Don Zimmer, a 72-year-old man, went into Pedro Martinez's face, and Pedro Martinez threw him down.
That's terrible. That was absolutely awful.
Rough moment for Pedro in an otherwise great career. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Much like the local dude who kissed a fat 4-foot cottonmouth rattlesnake 12 times, those who constantly ride with a degree of carelessness are tempting the odds. Guess what happened on the 13th smooch?
No mercy!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Dude recently trapped a big 4-foot-long cottonmouth rattler, brought it home in a pillowcase, and just for an adrenaline rush, kissed it. On the 13th try, the cottonmouth bit him squarely on the lip. No idea why the hospital bothered to save this guy. Careless riding is a lot like volume kissing that snake. Not everyone makes it to the 13th try. Don't tempt the snake. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.